In the mid-1970s, a group of kids became sick near the town of Lyme, Connecticut. They had attacks of pain and swelling in their joints, especially the knees. Doctors first thought it was an outbreak of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. But some patients also had fevers, headaches, and had noticed a strange rash before symptoms began. Eventually, officials realized they were discovering a new disease, one caused by a bacterium that enters humans through tick bites. Everyone agrees on those few basics. Otherwise, there's widespread disagreement on how prevalent the disease is and how it should be treated.
It's extremely difficult to have everybody be on the same page with something that is very complex.
Piper Kimball works at the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District, where she's the director of scientific programs. It's their job to keep an eye on the local tick populations and test how many of them carry disease. They start collecting in the fall and go through summertime.
Probably a couple days a week. As long as we have good weather, we'll be out collecting ticks.
This amounts to thousands of insects each year. They collect adult ticks in the fall, and in the spring they collect young ticks called nymphs, which are more likely to carry and transmit the disease. They find infection rates on average around 4% or so.
We typically tell people it's under 5%. That's not to say that there aren't some hot spots where we would have a higher prevalence, especially in the nymphs.
Last year, according to the California Department of Public Health, there were 13 confirmed cases of Lyme disease in Sonoma County. Nationally, the Center for Disease Control reported about 33,000 cases. But that's the kind of number that seems way too low to Linda Berg. She runs the TikTok Tuesdays Lyme support group in Sebastopol and doesn't trust most official information on Lyme.
We've been lied to by the CDC and the government. The numbers that they're counting here in Sonoma County are by their standards. Leave a lot to be desired.
Berg thinks that there are a million of undiagnosed cases of Lyme in the United States and believes she's had the illness 6 times. Her first bite came 25 years ago when she worked outside as a surveyor.
I got so sick that I couldn't find my way to work. I was getting lost in my own home. I was extremely sick, but I was lucky to have found one of the few doctors in the area who would treat with long-term antibiotics. I was on antibiotics for 16 years solid.
The Lyme bacterium is hard to treat. Once it's inside a person, it seems to hide in places where antibiotics have a hard time reaching, like joints and the brain. Many Lyme specialists believe long courses of antibiotics are needed, but insurance companies hardly ever pay for such treatments. Many cases of Lyme go undiagnosed because the symptoms of the disease are so varied they can be caused by many things. And without an easy, foolproof blood test, it's hard for doctors to know exactly when their patient has Lyme.
Pretty much have to look for flu-like symptoms, which could be a variety of things.
Kimball, with the Mosquito and Vector Control District, says catching it early is your best bet.
But you're not feeling well after being out in tick habitat in a few days to a week, then that's the time when you really should talk to your physician.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.